And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Grab your popcorn, kids.
It's Tom, Lingy and Loggy's I Feel Seen on K-Rock and Action.
Okay, well, usually the person who's not doing the acting sort of explains how the game works, but essentially we act out a scene from a movie. Two do the acting and one guesses.
Yes, but this time it's the last I Feel Seen for the year, so we've decided to have a threer.
I'm finally cleaning your minds up, both of you.
No, it's good. What do we want to do? Do we just want to act out the scene, end it? Or do you think we should get people involved? And if you feel that you can guess the scene, give us a call.
As soon as you know it, start calling. And if we've got it there, we can go straight after the end of the scene to a caller who knows what it is, because our acting is so perfect.
So superb.
We'll get it.
If you get it right, I'll find your prize. Put it that way.
Oh, nice, Tommy.
Oh, okay. I didn't even have to say that. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5.
Here we go.
Signed by Cameron, I meant.
And you'll know we're finished because we'll say...
And scene.
Okay, here we go.
Wait a minute.
You see it, don't you, Harry? Once I make my move, the Queen will take me, then you're free to check the King.
No, Ron, no!
What is it?
He's going to sacrifice himself!
No, you can't! There must be another way!
Do you want to stop Snape from getting that stone or not?
People are calling already, we must say.
Harry, it's you that has to go on. I know it. Not me, not Hermione, you.
No, that's me.
Knight to H3. Check.
Ron! No, don't move. Don't forget, we're still playing.
You're giving him crap about his accent.
Hang on. Big finish. Check, mate.
And see. Well done, everybody.
Right.
Great work.
A lot of people calling.
Joel, your phones were going off. Joel from Bell Park. Good morning, mate.
How are you?
Yeah, really good. Do you know what movie that is?
Yeah, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Well done. Well, all right.
Hey, Joel, what did you think of my sort of East London hoodlum Ron Weasley accent?
It could do with some work.
All right.
Yes, Joel.
Everybody, we'll organise you a prize, mate. Well done. Everybody
when
playing
I
at
make
home.
My move, the Queen will take me.
Exactly the same.
Then you're free to check the King.
No. Ron, no!
What is it? He's going to sacrifice himself.
No, you can't! There must be another way!
Oh, Tommy, you're perfect there.
Yeah, I think I'm the only one that nailed Hermione. That's it. Well.
What?
K-Rock!
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
The greatest all time, I Feel Seen.
It made me feel so good. The three of us together doing things.
Weird
like
that you
nice,
guys had most of the lines, you know. I think you were worried that I was going to sabotage the Harry Potter-ness.
I appreciate you letting us have a little bit of Harry Potter time.
Look at us. Who's going to be another Harry or Ron?
No, you're
out
definitely
of the three of us.
Yeah. And I'm probably the Hermione of the team, to be fair.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Vanderpump Rules has been trending for about a month and a lot of us have been like, what the hell is that? What's going on? So I'm going to give you the actual explanation in a really... It's very detailed what's going on, but I'm going to try and give it to you in a nice little wrapped up package. Now, Vanderpump, I know, I'm trying.
Get ready for some succinctness.
And that's, you know, that's a wonderful part of your personality is that
trying.
You'll keep going back to the well.
I know, so I'm going to try. Vanderpump Rules is like a Real Housewives spin-off series, right? Mm-hmm. And it involves this restaurant. It's in Los Angeles called Sir, and one of the Real Housewives, Lisa Vanderpump, she was a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She then has this spin-off about her restaurant and all the people that work there and all the drama and everything. Now, season 10 is going on at the moment and this massive scandal has happened and this is why it is trending. It's called hashtag Scandaval. And the reason is these are the people that are in the scandal. So you've got Tom Sandoval, who is a model, a musician. He works at the restaurant. He's not that great a musician or a model, but hey, he's there. Mm. He is also in a relationship with Ariana Madix. Now, they have been together for years. They own a house together. They're life partners. No interest in getting married. However, they're very close, been together for many years. Raquel Leviss is another person who has joined the season of Vanderpump Rules. She came in season 5. She was dating a guy called James Kennedy. So this is Raquel. She's dating James. They break up. They're all really good friends, though. But James has kind of gone away. Raquel, really upset, hanging out with Ariana and Tom and everyone there, trying to build her life back up again after this breakup. And then there's another Tom, Tom Schwartz. Now, Tom is best friends with the other Tom, Tom Sandoval, and those two have a bar together. It's called Tom Tom.
Oh, okay.
Right,
so
they're best friends. Hang
on. Question. Yes. They work at this restaurant, but
they
have
at
a bar together as well.
They've opened another bar, Tom Tom, and just recently they opened up another bar called Schwartz and Sandy's.
Okay.
Now, Tom Schwartz and Raquel have been flirting a bit, and it looks as if these two, oh, bit of drama, they might hook up, right? But they're all friends. This is what is playing out in season 10 at the moment. During season 10 airing on TV, we have gotten some live scandal in the background. Basically, what has happened is that Tom Sandoval is a musician, like I mentioned. He's that person in a relationship with Ariana. Mm. He's performing on stage, and he's like, yeah, he left his phone out the back. Ariana had a look at his phone and has seen some videos of a saucy nature that involve a FaceTime session between Tom and their friend Raquel.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tom.
So
Tom and Tom.
No, Tom Sandoval, who is in a relationship with Ariana.
Yeah.
Is doing a bit with Raquel.
Doing a bit with Raquel. Now, Raquel is the sad friend that Ariana has been with.
Yeah.
And has been like, hey, you're broken up. We'll do things all together.
Yeah.
So it turns out, it's not just been a one-time thing.
Me.
Those two, Tom and Raquel, have been doing this for 7 months or so.
Oh.
They have been cheating behind Ariana's back.
Goodness, I can't believe this is happening amongst reality TV stars.
Exactly. Now,
never.
It all exploded, and there's a whole bunch of things that people have been seeing. Raquel and Tom have been wearing lightning bolt necklaces together. Yes. It's scandalous. They have been wearing these lightning bolt necklaces together, basically as a little sign of, hey, we're together, but it's our little secret necklace that we wear to show each other our love, even though we're cheating on Ariana. So
that was never going to catch up with them.
No. Anyway, when all this came out, right, they were doing with Andy Cohen. He's like the Bravo guy. So Bravo is the network that has Vanderpump Rules. And they were doing they do the chat where it's him and the chairs are there. And
it's
like
a reunion episode after the season.
Kind of thing. So Raquel is sitting there with a girl called Sheena Shea. Sheena Shea is best friends with Ariana. Sheena gets a message from Ariana. I've just found out Tom has been cheating on me for 7 months with Raquel. Sheena punches Raquel in the face.
Oh, on TV?
Not on TV, backstage.
Whoa.
Raquel now has an intervention order against Sheena. Everyone is going against the two Tom Tom's restaurants.
Mm.
They're leaving bad reviews. They're saying boycott this. It seems that Tom Schwartz, who is the best friend of Tom Sandoval, the cheater, may have known that this was actually happening and working behind the scenes to hide the affair that Tom was having with Raquel.
No. If you can't trust a reality TV star, who can you trust?
Tom originally sent out an apology, did not mention Ariana in it at all, was apologising to everyone for letting them down and, you know, it's been really sad in my behaviour. Did not mention Ariana at all. Mm. Needless to say, they're breaking up. The new trailer has dropped for the second part of season 10 and this has all been filmed behind the scenes.
Mm.
So here is the trailer for the new season.
You want me to play the audio on top of it? Okay.
This is a full-blown love affair.
I wish we both would have tried harder.
You don't deserve one f***ing tear of mine.
She saw the both of you at the Abbey together.
You don't know what's going on between us.
I don't f***ing regret our relationship.
I had so much rage in me.
You want anything?
For for you to die.
Oh. So hopefully that wrapped up a little bit of the Vanderpump Rules scandal
for you. I feel like we've watched the whole season.
Could you imagine if we copped the long version of that, Tommy?
But now you know.
Well, do I? I don't think I was listening to any of that.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Now, I wasn't really here for the sort of start of this, but you guys, we've talked about this shank many times before, and not just us. It pops up on the telly probably once a year, twice a year.
Yeah, worst misses in the AFL. Yeah. My kids now Google it, and they find it and have a great old laugh about it. So my second game of footy against the Bombers, the mighty Bombers, the 2000 Bombers that won, I think it lost one game for the whole year.
Oh,
I picked the ball up just before the goal line, should have just been a very, very easy goal. And somehow the ball sailed off the side of my boot and not only missed the goal, went out on the full.
It's pretty impressive, though.
Pretty impressive.
It's harder to do, harder to miss than hit at that point.
Yeah. Yes, and very humorous. And I am constantly still, every now and then, just get a little like, how did you miss that, man? Like, that was, like, you were right there. Mm. Like, questions like that all the time. You sowed the idea in my mind that through AI, ChatGPT, all this sort of stuff, that we could recreate the video and I could kick the goal. But
well, it turns out Steve from Sales was the guy that was in the crowd that is also in the video as well, with his hand in his head. So you've not only upset everyone else, you've upset Steve, the guy that you work with, and yourself.
And I didn't know that for all that time until a couple of years ago when you guys explained to me, oh, hey, by the way, this is Steve, and Steve was in the crowd.
He's carried it for years as well.
Yeah, they panned to him in the crowd. He's solo. He's just so distraught. Then this idea's been thrown around about let's somehow recreate it and let's end it on a positive. Me kick the goal. It would be amazing for Steve. Mm. It'd be amazing for me.
Mm.
There's a few little hurdles we need to jump. We need a ground. I'm not going up to Marvel Stadium.
No, neither am I. No. Okay, good.
So, Tommy,
we've got a perfectly good stadium right here,
don't we? Yes, we do. The best in the world.
Yep, Cadenia Park Stadium. And the CEO of Cadenia Park Stadium Trust, Jared Griffin, joins us now. Morning, mate.
Good morning, Tom. Loggy and Lee, how are you?
Yeah, morning, Jared.
When you think of Cameron Lang, what's the first thing that springs to mind? Is it the shank?
Well, I have seen that video a few times, so I've watched one of those footy shows, unfortunately, Lingy. So, sorry, that does, as you say, it comes up most years, and I have seen it. I wasn't at Marvel that day, but there you go. You can't live it down, can you?
There should be like a time where all videos get deleted. That one doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I guess the thing is, Jared, do you want to be part of history? Do you want to be part of something positive for Cameron Ling? Is there any chance at all? We know that it's sacred ground. Yeah. We know that K-Park gets watered at certain times a day and that the grass is out there cut by hand. We know how
much like Cameron Ling, really.
Exactly. So is there any chance that we could possibly come out there and use the ground for a little bit to recreate this shank?
Yeah, well, it sounds like redemption is needed and, you know, cleansing is required. So we're up for it. Come on down.
Oh, okay, right.
Jared, so you're a legend.
It's a busy time of year for you guys, though. So will you be able to squeeze us in for a little bit of like half an hour just to get out there and have a go?
Oh, yeah. Look, I was a bit nervous when the word shank came up, but I had images of, you know, bad golf shots, you know, divoting the turf. You know. Sports have been in the headlines a little bit last week or so. We don't want to be in those headlines. But anyway, come on down. Let's have a go.
Thank you. Let's do it. The groundspeople wouldn't let you survive if you had little divots out of the ground. But okay, Jared. If I'm going to be there, I'm going to do it. So it was Barry Stoneham who tapped the ball down, Essendon defender. I reckon it was Aaron Hanneman from memory was with Barry. We're not going to be able to drag them all down at last minute notice. Mm. I'm going to need some characters played here. Tommy, I want you involved. Log, I want you involved. Yeah. I want all the team involved. Right. You're going to have to be part of this if we're going to do it.
Shotgun, Barry Stoneham.
Okay, and I'll be Aaron Hanneman then, because
do you know what he does?
Yeah, he falls over. Yeah. He told me yesterday. So I know my place. I know my character.
Hey, do you know the other one? And this is why I missed. This is the second
excuses
game.
Now. Here we go.
Second game. That was James Heard chasing me, about to tackle me. So we're going to need someone to be Heardy. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get Tim down because Tim's a massive Essendon fan.
Yeah, all right.
Tim from The Drive Show.
We're going to need the poor goal umpire who was all set to signal a goal and just had to watch the ball go out on the full.
That could be Jess. I reckon Jess from Drive can do that.
Yeah. And then Steve's can take up his position in there. Jared, do you want to hold the camera for us?
I'm at your service. Whatever you need, I'll be there for you.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for this, Jared.
No problem. Glad to be able to help.
All right, great. Well, let's do it.
Let's do it. Are you going to get a massage beforehand? Do you want to limber up?
Actually, that's the other thing we haven't discussed. I'd have to full kit.
You have to wear your full kit.
Full kit too.
You can't go to a mirror on little Mallop there and get him to let out the pants and tailor your jumper for you.
Okay. That could be interesting, squeezing into things.
All right. Thank you, Jared Griffin, CEO of the Kidinia Park Stadium Trust, and see what happens tomorrow.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So, I don't know if you've heard, but I went to New Zealand. Sorry, I've got to get all the content out, guys.
No, of course.
So
you've got to write it off as a tax write-off, and you need to prove that you used it for content.
For research.
We get it.
100%. And I was on the radio over there, so that also counts.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
It's a business trip.
Yeah.
So try and get him, ATO. You can't get him.
Don't say that.
You can't do it.
Don't poke the bear.
No, yeah, true.
So flying with a child, flying with two children, one, three, now four as of yesterday, and one that's 20 months old, was an interesting experience and something that we probably regret doing, but didn't have much choice in the matter, put it that way.
Yeah.
Right, and it's just that, it's just Goldie being 20 months. She's in that window where she's very active, very loud, and just knows her own mind, but you can't reason with her because she's got...
completely irrational at that age.
Yep, got vocabulary, but you can't quite completely interact.
You know,
there's back and forth, but it's
she
mostly...
She can speak it, but she can't understand it.
Yeah, essentially. Anyway, so as I said, going over there was a bit of a mare. We had the earlier flight. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon or something. So, you know, a couple of hours in, she had had enough of all the different things that we had brought to entertain her. And so she was just doing laps of the big plane. It's the two-aisle plane, the international one. Yep. And she's like running up to the business class curtain and then going across and then doing the full length of the plane at full tilt, right down to where the wait staff, like the air hosties, get your drinks and stuff organised and then rack up again. So anyway, and I was chasing after it. So that wasn't super fun. So as you can imagine, coming home, we're really excited about getting on the plane. Yeah. Really looking
PTSD.
Forward to just round two of that. Yeah. But we were flying a little bit later, or quite a bit later at night, so we had a bit of hope that both girls would sleep.
And you bought the Finnegan too this time.
No, there was no Finnegan involved. Not this time. No, Finnegan doesn't work on Goldie. She just powers through that.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we knew, and this is like, regardless of whether you're traveling with children or not, we knew that the flight leaves at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew we had to be at the airport by this time,
mm-hmm.
which meant we had to leave the house by this time, right? And we had mapped it out perfectly so that we would get there with about half an hour to spare with our time threshold, so because we knew we'd have to go through customs.
Yeah. Bit of grace period.
Yeah.
A bit of flexibility.
Had carry-on and also checked baggage that we had to sort of put through. Advantage of travelling with children, quite often you'll get to jump the queue, which is, I noticed as well, which we really appreciate.
Isn't life great?
Shout out Jetstar.
Another reason why people love when other people are travelling with kids.
I'm a parent. I'm better than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it. No, you are.
I'm a parent. Can't you see me dying?
Yeah, I know, it is.
In public.
It totally is. I'm with you.
In public. I'm actually inflamed.
Yeah.
So brother-in-law is driving us to the airport. We've said our goodbyes and driving along, having a chat. How good was that? Thanks for coming. Thanks for having us. Brilliant. And making our way through Auckland, traffic awful. Always Auckland, traffic awful. Just so much traffic. So we've left just enough time to get to the airport. We get almost to the airport, probably like 4 or 5 minutes away. So we've been driving for about half an hour now.
Yeah.
And Goldie goes, Blanky? Blanky? Where'd Blanky go? Where'd Blanky go? And we look around. Did you grab it? No, I didn't grab it. Did you grab it? I thought she had it. We both sort of trusted that the child would bring her blankie.
Blame the 20-month-old.
She wants it that bad. Mm. Hold on to it.
Learn some responsibility.
Yeah. Called the house. Yeah, sure enough, blankie's there, so we turn around. We can't leave. She's got one blankie. We don't have a backup. She's got her one, and that is her thing, and she will sleep with it, and she will carry it around. She wears it over her head like a little babushka. And so all the time, that is the thing. Dummy and the blankie are the things. So we turn around and drive back because we know, look, there
is a
window.
Big risk.
Yeah, international flight. So
you didn't leave a big enough window. You didn't leave WOG time window. Sorry, half an hour does not cut it.
We flew back in a legal fashion to the house where they were.
A legal fashion. Just wanted to check.
Where they were waiting out the front. We didn't even stop the car. Arm out the window, grab the blanket. Thanks for coming. See you later. And off we went back to the airport. Just made it through customs. Just made it to the boarding lounge. No time to sit down, have a drink, anything like that. We had all these grand plans of enjoying ourselves, doing a bit of duty free shopping. None of that. But
when you had to turn. And the drive back, so it's a solid 30-minute drive back.
Yeah.
Were you just fuming, like gritted teeth?
Like, get another blanket. Somebody get another blanket. We'll buy another blanket at the
airport. Do you know what, though? It could have been worse. You could have been on the plane back to Australia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blankie?
Yeah.
And then you have to fly back, turn around, go back all the way to New Zealand. That's only half an hour, mate. People have had it worse.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
So what did you have to go back for? That's what I want to know. 52232955. Jump on the phone. Was it kid related? Was it not? Was it airport related? Was it not? What did you have to turn back for? And then did you make it back in time?
KROQ.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
When have you had to? Almost got there.
Carol from Mount Dunead. When did you have to?
About 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, sorry.
We were heading to Melbourne for the weekend, a little honeymoon getaway after the wedding the week before. Parked in one of those multi-level car parks, you know, the one that has a big sign that says no reverse parking.
Mm. Oh.
Anyway, we found out why you do not reverse park, because we popped the back windscreen on the multi-level concrete slab that is the next level. So this was the hotel car park. We had to then leave, go back home and swap cars and come back again.
Oh.
You left a car at home.
Oh, my goodness. That would have been a breezy drive home too.
Yeah, in peak hour traffic in Melbourne and return back in peak hour traffic. Oh.
So nothing says honeymoon trip like anger as well. Like, beautiful.
We laughed.
Yeah.
And we should have said, Carol, congratulations on the wedding.
Yes, congratulations.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah, it's obviously working.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I had to turn around as well, and mine was car related. I just remembered I had left my car for a Saturday night, got driven 40 minutes away to get a lift, and I'm like, oh, that's all right. Just someone dropped me off at my car the next day. And as we were approaching my car the next day with my friend, I'll look down and I'm like, I didn't bring my keys for my
of course
car.
You didn't.
So we had to drive back.
Yeah, you had to. Yeah.
You're that friend.
I'm that friend.
Nick's in Ocean Grove. What did you have to go back for?
Very similar to you, Tom. My little boy's wife, Bunny. So we're out and about all one day. We'd been to appointments and auntie's house, the playground. And that night, he goes, Bunny?
Oh, where is it?
So at 10 o'clock that night, I found myself at the playground in Drysdale with a head torch looking for it.
Oh, well done, you.
And did you find it?
No, it was at my auntie's house.
Yeah, you got to hold on to those things, don't you? Matt from Lovely Banks, what about you? When did you have to turn around?
G'day, champions. Look, no, it wasn't me that had to turn around. It was my parents. This was quite a while ago. They forgot me.
No, where?
We went down to the local Dick Smith's when it was still a store, and we were purchasing our first family computer.
Yep.
And now, I'm in a big family. There's nine of us. And I was just mesmerized by the screens.
Yeah,
and
what
I was seeing. They all piled in the car, went off to Woolies. And I turn around. Mate, I was packing my back.
Oh, no. Well, to be fair, nine's a lot. I mean, you can't keep it hand of everyone.
Yeah. I mean, that seems like it's on you, mate, not on me.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.